Blog Talk Radio.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters. This is your host, Betty Jo Tucker, and I'm very excited about today's show. Our special guest is the multi-talented Dr. Ravi Godse, a real-life physician who has written, directed, and even stars in a very funny comedy called Dr. Ravi and Mr. Hyde. I absolutely love that title. His movie is about a doctor who went to film school to make a film about being a doctor. And as he continues to pursue his filmmaking goal, he becomes obsessed with it and soon turns into his own version of Mr. Hyde. So let's find out now if it's Dr. Ravi or Mr. Hyde who's here today. Hi, Dr. Ravi. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you as a guest. Congratulations on your charming movie. You know, you're a successful physician. You've written a book that I think is one of the top five bestsellers in India. So why did you decide to make this movie, Dr. Ravi and Mr. Hyde?
Well, I had written this novel, Two Guys, Three Girls, and a Math Professor. And that was fifth best-selling fiction in India.
Wow.
So I was trying to make a movie on that, being a physician. And I went through a lot of interesting experiences. And suddenly this name popped in my head, Dr. Ravi and Mr. Hyde. And it represented a slice of my life. So I thought, you know, why don't I make a movie on it? I mean, I'm not rich, but I'm stupid. So I said, let's just go ahead. And when the story took shape, it looked like a midlife crisis. And suddenly my puny little personal grievance took shape of a universal theme that I thought I can pawn off to any audience without bar to race or religion. Because, you know, people are very capable of self-deception when it comes to age.
Tell me about it.
Because when I was a child, I'd written a novel when I was 12 years old, and I read the first page today. The first sentence is, that 40-year-old elderly man smiled to himself. I just tore it up.
Because you were writing about into the future.
Right.
When you were, what, 12 years old?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you certainly know how to pick titles. Dr. Ravi and Mr. Hyde, and what was the novel? Two guys,
three girls, and a math professor.
Now,
and my next movie that I just directed, its title is I Am a Schizophrenic and So Am I.
The titles, they just grabbed me, and I just, that's the first thing that I wanted to know about as soon as I saw that title, and now you've got two others that I'm going to have to see or read. What did you enjoy most about making your film? And I probably should say the least, too, because you probably ran into some bad experiences, too.
Well, the most enjoyable portion was how it all came together. I mean, for example, there is a scene in the movie, I wrote a funny scene, that this doctor is making movie and an Indian colleague comes to him and he says, hi, Dr. Ravi. And Dr. Ravi says, hey, why are you smiling? Are you selling Amway or something? And then Amway.
Amway.
And then he tells Dr. Ravi that, why don't Dr. Ravi open a factory to make brassiere for women? And Dr. Ravi says, you know, like, I'm a physician. Do you want me to be a model for bras or a door-to-door salesman? And he says that if you can make a movie, why not sell bras? So this is a funny scene. So I wrote it. Then I started thinking where I was going to shoot it. Indoor, outdoor, snow, heat, put the camera on the truck, do a trailing piece, sound. Then we did editing, and it finally came together. So from the conception to how it ultimately played out in the editing room was just a joyous experience, like giving birth, you know.
And
the worst experience that I really mean, everything was enjoyable. Even you have, you know, it's like writing. At times you should practice writing bad, you know, everything is fun. But the worst thing was giving directions to people. because
really?
some of my actors were Indian for the first movie.
Yeah.
And we don't believe much in MapQuest, and we don't believe in going anywhere on time. So while I'm shooting the first scene, everything is set up, like the crane is there, the boom is there, the lights are there, the wires are crisscrossing, and I'm giving directions to an actor for the next scene. And he keeps saying, I can't find left on Broadway. Duh, because he was on Broadway and can't find left on Broadway.
Well, you had such colorful characters in this movie. How did you go about casting them?
Well, I casted, basically recruited amongst my friends and colleagues. It was not that simple. I did not want to make a home video by casting somebody as a mafia strongman just because he has a leather jacket.
Right.
But what I did was I took people in what they do in their personal life and just cast them as that. Like Sandy, my secretary, is my secretary, so she plays that.
Oh, she's your secretary, and you typecast her as a secretary.
Yes, yes.
Good thinking.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was wondering if you had a favorite scene. I know I have one, but let's hear what yours is.
Well, I mean, it's like asking a mother which is her favorite child.
Right.
So I like everything. But I think the first scene where it says that the movie started with a cold night in Pittsburgh with a chest pain, that's my favorite scene. I think you like that too.
I did.
Because when it says that I was sleeping comfortably in the arms of person I love the most, we first see my wife, and then the camera dollies onto me with arms around myself. So I think that sets up the movie nicely.
I knew the minute I saw that scene, I knew that I was going to be charmed all the way through it, and that's exactly what happened. Well, what's the funniest thing that happened to you while you were filming this movie?
Well, basically most of it was just incredible. But I think the funniest thing was I needed a parking ticket for a scene where I get parking ticket,
yeah.
And I knew one of my assistant directors was going to forget to bring it. But when I went for the shoot, the parking ticket was neatly there, so I was very happy.
Sure.
And as you can guess, the ending, after one month, I got a notice from City of Pittsburgh. I had to thank City of Pittsburgh and not any of my ADs for the parking ticket.
You had a real parking ticket.
I had a real parking ticket. And I kept praising my ADs, and they calmly said, oh, thank you, no problem.
Oh, well, I wonder, you do so many things in the movie. Well, of course, you wrote it, you directed it, you acted in it, and then, of course, you... have your full-time, your day job as being a doctor. Well, which do you prefer?
Well, I actually enjoy doctoring. And I would not do any job just because it pays bills.
Mm-hmm.
I think doctoring is good. It's a respected profession. And it also gives me an unfair advantage as a filmmaker. Because when I call as Dr. Ravi, I always get a call back. Till they know that I'm calling as a filmmaker, then nobody calls me back.
They don't call you back.
I think it should change. When I'm talking to people like you, it's going to change now.
Well, of course. And in the movie, you show how when you're making the film, how your friends, your doctor friends and your family, they kind of start avoiding you. So I think because you keep talking to them about the film.
Right.
So I understand why the doctoring gets you more respect, but that soon will change with this movie and the next one that's coming out. What's the most important thing you'd like people to know about you and your film?
Well, I think this is a total comedy. It's 87 minutes. There is a joke in every line.
Yes, there is, and very funny ones too.
Yeah, so what I would like people to know that the humor is so continuous, then you start missing things. Like when somebody says it's going to be White Christmas, and I say, what about black people? So, you know, before you have laughed, we are on to the next joke. When I'm giving key to the successful marriage is to say sorry when you are wrong and shut up when you are right.
That's very good advice. I'm passing that on to my husband.
By the time you have heard, so you kept moving. So what I would really request the people who are going to watch the movie, once they get the story out of the way, if they get a chance and, you know, if they can tolerate me one more time, if they see the movie second time, then maybe they will get to the the deeper humor, you know, which I would like to come out. And the basic message is I'm not condoning hedonism, or I'm not advocating irresponsibility. But, you know, if you want to do something and it's within your reach, why not? You know, just go ahead and do it. Life is too long. Don't get stuck doing something that you don't like.
And that message, I think, does come through loud and clear. But it is so interesting to me, because I'm a person that gets wrapped up in projects. And people start complaining, my family and the people that I'm working with sometimes. So I kind of turn into a Mrs. Hyde. So that part really got to me. But I'm wondering, in real life, are you more like Dr. Ravi or Mr. Hyde?
Oh, that's an easy pitch, because I have been asked that before. In real life, I'm Dr. Ravi and Dr. Hyde. I'm a decent doctor, good friend, good father, good husband. I mean, don't go asking my wife. But and, you know, as long as everybody's agreeing with me, I'm very easy to get along. And I'm fun to be with.
Oh, I think I would probably be just in.
Yeah, and, you know, I hate to say all these things about myself. But, again, my movie says, if there is something you want to do honestly, there is no shame about it.
Right. Well, I think that's a very good message. I also hope we have time now for you to talk a little bit about the next movie with that wonderful title, I Am Schizophrenic and So Am I.
But let me just say that I'm hoping to get some name with the first one, because, as you know, it is available widely in the nation, in Borders bookstores. Many major cities have it.
Yes,
and
that's
we also have it on Walmart.com, Circuit City, you know, Amazon.com, Borders, Barnes & Noble in Pittsburgh. So it's very widely available. So I'm hoping to make, like, sort of a little bit of audience of my own for the next one. And in fact, I'm thinking about, I have a nice website for this one, RaviHyde.com, R-A-V-I-H-Y-D-E.com. And I'm thinking about putting some clips of the next movie there too. The next movie is a courtroom drama.
Courtroom drama.
Yeah, it's still funny. It means, you know, that's me. I want to be funny.
Right. I don't want you to get away from comedy, because
it's
hard
comedy
to make people laugh, and you have the gift for doing that. So I hope you do stay with comedy. Are you playing a part in it again?
Yes, means I enjoy directing and writing most. But I'm also playing a little part, because my film advisors convinced me that, now your listeners haven't seen me, but they convinced me that, you know, I'm not much to look at. Most of my friends will vouch that. But
I take issue with that. I think you're a great leading man.
No, they told me I have this kind of innocence, you know, a little likable, bumbling, idiotic, you know, just meandering through life. That
very appealing is what I would say.
So I'm playing a little role in my next movie. I'm playing the doctor again. And but it's a funny movie, but obviously it's a courtroom drama, so there are a lot of dramatic moments in it.
When will it be out?
I think it's edited and ready. We are just doing the background score, so it should be out in a month or so to start making the circles.
Well, great. I hope that you will keep me posted on that, so that
it
maybe
would be an honor.
We can talk again about that particular movie.
Yes.
Well, I see that our time is almost up, and Dr. Ravi, thanks so much for being on the show. It's been a real treat hearing from you and finding out a little bit more about Dr. Ravi and Mr. Hyde. So can I have a promise from you to tell me when your next movie is out, and possibly agreement to come back on the show?
Absolutely. It would be a pleasure.
Great. Well, this is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout out to the folks at Blog Talk Radio and wishing them a happy birthday on their first anniversary, and I'm so appreciative of their support in connection with the show. And thanks to everyone who listened in today. Special thanks to Dr. Ravi. I hope everyone will come back to Movie Addict Headquarters again next week for a lively discussion with Todd Langan, whose hilarious film 42 Second Story still has me chuckling. Also, remember to check out the informative and entertaining movie reviews at realtalkreviews.com. That's R-E-E-L, realtalkreviews.com. Bye for now, Blog Talk Radio.